door.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump is back in court as jury selection for his New York criminal trial resumes in Manhattan. The latest from the bench, the presiding judge now ordering journalists in court not to report prospective jurors' answers to questions about their current and former employers. Despite catching flack from some fellow Republicans, House Speaker Mike Johnson is advancing plans for weekend votes on foreign aid bills, including one providing more aid for Ukraine, another for Israel.
My philosophy is you do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may. If I operated out of fear over a motion to vacate, I would never be able to do my job. Look, history judges us for what we do. This is a critical time right now.
Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene threatening to oust Johnson from the speaker's job. Secretary of State Blinken is among G7 foreign ministers meeting in Italy for talks focusing on the latest crisis in the Mideast.
Allies are urging Israel to show restraint after Iran's unprecedented attack on Saturday. Despite calls for de-escalation, the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has insisted his country will make its own decisions. G7 nations are looking to coordinate fresh sanctions against Tehran, while also refocusing discussions on aid to Gaza, freeing Israeli hostages, and hopes for a ceasefire.
The BBC's Jessica Parker. It didn't take Senate Democrats long to shoot down two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is disappointed.
We have, in effect, ignored the directions of the House, which were to have a trial.
Many homes and businesses damaged by powerful storms that raked northeast Ohio last evening. A suspected tornado touched down in Windham. It's about 30 miles southeast of downtown Cleveland. The Dow is up 191 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or if 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued.
This KMTQ News Flash, powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow. Dylan Houston can continue with supervised access to his children, but he has to give up his guns. That's the ruling of family court judge Bill Henderson after a contentious custody hearing in which the judge also acknowledged that police are continuing their investigation into the shooting where Houston's dad killed Dylan's ex-wife and her current husband before killing himself. Now, Dylan and his ex-wife, Ashley Prince, were in the midst of a bitter custody battle over their two children at the time of that shooting that happened on Monday, where Prince and her current husband, Dennis Prince, were killed by attorney Joseph Houston, Dylan's dad. Judge Henderson ruled Houston can continue to see his children 3 days a week while being supervised and that he must continue to undergo alcohol monitoring. An upcoming promo for the Las Vegas Aviators selling like hotcakes, so much so the team had to pull some of the merchandise off of their website so they'd have merchandise to sell this weekend at the ballgame. The team announced this week it would play Saturday's game at Las Vegas Ballpark as the Las Vegas Gamblers, which prompted a huge demand for gamblers' gear from the Aviators online store. Demand so strong, the team pulled some of the gear in order to have some merchandise to sell during Saturday's game against the Tacoma Rainiers. Team officials say they actually have three other alternative team names chosen for other promo nights. And the Celine Dion documentary has a summer release date. I Am Celine Dion, scheduled to begin streaming June 25th on Prime Video. Now, the documentary will offer a glimpse into the singer's ongoing battle with stiff person syndrome, which short-circuited her plans to return to live programming back in November of 2021 when Dion was scheduled to open the resort's World Theater. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com and click on that Listen Live button.
You hear it all the time. Lawyers talk about all their experience. Many years of experience, experience with the insurance companies, and experience in the courtroom. But what you don't hear much is about the results. At Learn & Row, we're proud of our results because that's how we measure our success. We've helped over 150,000 people recover billions of dollars, with over $1 billion just in the last 5 years alone. When you want results, call Learner & Row.
Learner & Row is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state settlements. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Woo!
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Reports of a couple of accidents on I-15 this morning. One in North Las Vegas on 15 northbound after Craig Road. Also through the resort corridor now on I-15 southbound before Charleston. That's off to the right. Southeast injury accident on the surface streets at Hacienda and Nellis. All clear, though, on 95, 215 and Summerlin Parkway. Partly sunny skies today. We'll have lighter winds and afternoon temperatures that'll fall just short of 90 degrees. 64 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic, brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce right. Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots in all the idiot villages in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local, everything you need to know to start your day. Good to have you with us. We've been over the last couple of days talking about what happened in Baltimore, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, the loss of life, the impact on the food chain, the supply chain. How will the Baltimore bridge collapse negatively impact the supply chain? Let's check in with Mike Kucharski. He is the co-owner and vice president of JKC Trucking and joins us. Mike, thanks for being a part of the show. Really appreciate it.
Kevin, thank you for having me on your show.
Okay, so give me the broad strokes of what is going on now in Baltimore and how will the supply chain be impacted? Will it be a major nationwide or just a regional a change?
You mean, so the way it's going to be effective, you know, we have multiple ports in the U.S. and each port brings in something else. You know, Baltimore brings in goods, certain goods, you know, other goods go to other ports. So it's going to be, you mean, it's going to affect, it's not going to affect all of America, but it's going to be a kink in the armor because of the they're going to have to divert this product now to other ports. That are already, even the problem with the East Coast ports, they're already overwhelmed. You know, the New Jersey port, New York ports, all those ports are already 110%. So now that they're going to have to take up the slack from another port is going to be, you know, it's going to be costly. I mean, we'll be waiting for our goods more. It's going to raise the cost. It's just going to, it's a domino effect that we've been dealing with since COVID, as we can see. You know, it's nothing different than what we've been dealing with.
Will we see empty shelves? Will we see anything like that either on the East Coast or nationwide?
I mean, I don't think we're going to see empty shelves. I don't think it's that severe, you know, because it's one port. It will probably take certain goods that come to that Baltimore port that are designated. You know, each port has a specialty. Those goods will be longer, and they probably will be. They will probably have some there'll be a more inflation added to that product, and hitting the consumer right in the pocket.
Mike, give me a sense of what kind of products we're talking about.
I mean, I think Baltimore receives, you know, cheese products from Europe, so it just depends, you know. I would say a lot of cheese comes through Baltimore, aged cheese, but also it comes to the East Coast too. You know, I'm not sure, but I heard all the Mercedes are imported to the Port of Baltimore. So if you're waiting for your Mercedes, I'm sure that's going to affect you, but that's not a big deal. Goods like this, consumer goods.
What about, I just did just a little bit of research. What about forestry equipment, farm materials, sugar, as some of the products that come through Baltimore?
Yeah, so you mean we don't pick up at the Port of Baltimore because we're more of a West Coast carrier. But yeah, all that product that would be coming through, you know, I mean, it's going to really hit more, I would say, of the East Coast region, the consumers in that part.
Mike Kucharski joining us, the co-owner and vice president of JKC Trucking. Let me just ask you, as far as looking down the road, what are you being told as to when the capacity of that Baltimore bridge will be up to, I don't know, 100%, 80%, 70%?
No, that's a great question. I mean, I don't know, because it all depends on, you know, how fast the bridge will be cleared, you know, if they could even divert around that bridge to get into the port. There's so many variables here. That's a great question. You know what I mean? My guess, I would say by late summer, it should be back to business, because I think they're already, you know, cutting the bridge apart. But I can't give you an exact timeline. I can just, let's say, end of summer.
It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. Mike, thank you so much for your time this morning. I really appreciate it. And we'll talk about these issues for months to come. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you so much. Thank you, my friend.
Mike Kucharski joining us, the co-owner and vice president of JKC Trucking. They're having to look at what's going on in Baltimore nationwide. One of the things that we're going to be talking a lot about in this hour, and that is what happened yesterday. And I wanted to take just a couple of minutes. This is serious. This is the United States Senate abdicating its responsibility. It was awful what happened yesterday. They dismissed the charges of impeachment against Alejandro Mayorkas. And I want to go to cut four, because Lindsey Graham was on the floor of the United States Senate yesterday expressing outrage. And this is cut four, guys. Outrage at the Senate dismissal of charges against Alejandro Mayorkas. This was from yesterday on the floor of the United States Senate.
This gives kangaroo courts a bad name. This is a friggin' joke. We have a nation under siege. 1.9 million people have been paroled. Are you telling me they do an individual analysis on all the people? In November 2023, I asked him, Secretary Mayorkas, do you do a case-by-case analysis? Senator, we comply with the law. So you're telling me, of all the 240,000, the ones in front of us, you determine they meet the criteria of urgent humanitarian need or significant public benefit? And he said yes. This was in November, under oath to me, when I questioned, I don't believe you. I don't believe you're doing an individual analysis on this stuff. You're doing blanket parole and you're paper whipping this stuff. It turns out he gave false testimony to the Congress. Whether he lied or he's just doesn't know what he's doing, I don't know. You should be impeached either way. If you don't know what you're doing, you should be kicked out because you don't know what you're doing. But the man that we're talking about is the one charged with murdering this young lady who is going on a jog. If that's not important to the American people to find out how that happened, and should somebody be held responsible, what the hell is? You can talk about why we impeached Trump and Clinton, Was it worthwhile? Did it matter? Was it all political? You cannot say this is not important. To say that how we're doing, he's doing his job, is not important to the American people. Tell that to the Riley family. This is not an academic debate. The policies of this administration being carried out by Secretary Mayorkas are illegal. The man charged with killing Lake and Riley was illegally released into this country by DHS. That should be something we argue about in the Senate as to whether or not you keep your job. It's been swept under the rug. There will be an election in November. This is the only chance you have to get this right to the American people. We had a chance today to hold somebody accountable, finally, for all the rape and the murder and the drugs. The largest loss of life in America is fentanyl coming through the border for young people. How many more people have to be die, rape, or murdered before somebody is held accountable? We had a chance here, and our Democratic friends swept it under the rug because they're more concerned about the November election than protecting the American people.
Lindsey Graham on the floor of the United States Senate late yesterday after the Democrats essentially shut down the impeachment trial of Alejandro Mayorkas. This is criminal, what happened yesterday. It really honestly is. The Democrats should be voted out of office for so many reasons, but this is exhibit A of what the Democrats, they care more about elections than they do protecting the American people, and that is tragic. It really honestly is. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB426. NMLS number 64367.
Be sure to listen to AM 670 KMZQ throughout the day for Marla Letizia's Long Life Era segment, powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. At my law firm, there's no fake courtrooms or fake anything. I go to real courtrooms and I get real results. Just in the past couple of years alone, I've had some of the biggest injury verdicts in the entire country. I've helped thousands of Las Vegans get paid after getting hurt. How much? Nearly $500 million in settlements. More than $130 million cases. No other Las Vegas lawyer can say that.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
The LGBTQ Center of Las Vegas provides a range of health and wellness services in a safe and non-judgmental environment. You can get fast and comprehensive HIV testing, as well as screening for STIs, for little to no cost. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Located in the heart of Las Vegas near downtown, the center also provides an on-site pharmacy. Get more information at thecenterlv.org. This message is sponsored by a grant through the Sands Corporation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO, 702-901-6666. This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Tom Wagner will join us. He's a candidate for Clark County Commission District C. You know, we talk so much about the big races, the presidential race, the U.S. Senate race, members of Congress up for re-election. And we talk a lot about those races. But the races that are maybe more important than anything for where you live, for your family, for your kids, it's all going to be in the state legislature. It's going to be in the county commission, the city council, the mayor's race in Las Vegas. I was out at Victoria Seaman's fundraiser. Very impressive list of people that showed up. And the good thing for politicians is when you go to a fundraiser and you see people getting their checkbook out, that's pretty impressive. I want you to hear from John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana. He was on the floor of the United States Senate yesterday with Mike Lee of Utah. In fact, let's go to cut three. This is John Kennedy with Mike Lee from Utah, part of the special order speech after Alejandro Mayorkas was set free. It's criminal what happened. The Dems just let him skate, which is just awful. This was John Kennedy and Mike Lee yesterday on the floor of the United States Senate.
I asked Senator Lee if he would yield to a question. I thought I heard Senator Schumer argue today that lying to the United States Congress was not a high crime or misdemeanor, and therefore could not be the basis for an article of impeachment. Did I hear that correctly?
That is exactly what he said. That is exactly what he said when he made this motion, because he stood up and he said, I raise a point of order that impeachment Article 2 does not alleged conduct that rises to the level of a high crime or misdemeanor.
So even though lying to the United States Congress is a felony, under the precedent that the majority leader and our Democratic colleagues established, it's not a high crime or misdemeanor? Is that what we did?
That is precisely what the precedent established today stands for. That is, we've effectively, by this vote that the Democrats forced through, not even allowing us to debate this, and this is why I raised a point of order on, or this is why I made a motion that we go into closed session to discuss this, because we've now set a precedent that effectively, very arguably effectively, immunizes from impeachment, making a false statement to Congress.
May I ask one more?
Yes.
Senator?
Yes, please.
Well, I'm trying to follow the Senate Majority Leader's logic. What do you have to do to get impeached now? I mean, a felony is not sufficient. What's above a felony?
Well, let's see. Obviously, spreading what they deem misinformation on the Internet might be a felony. I suppose at some point...
But it takes, as I understand it, Senator, you're a legal scholar, it takes more than a felony now.
A high crime or misdemeanor.
Yeah, I mean...
It takes more than a high crime or misdemeanor.
Who's on first? What's on second? I don't understand any of this, and I'm very, very worried and would like your thoughts or others' thoughts about the precedent that our Democratic colleagues, in their haste to sweep this under the rug, may have established.
There you have it. John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, with Mike Lee, the senator from Utah, what is called a special order speech, where they have up to an hour to talk about anything they want. They can do colloquies. They can do all kinds of things. They did that yesterday after the Democrats shut down the Alejandro Mayorkas impeachment trial. They weren't even allowed, Republicans weren't even allowed the ability to bring evidence or testimony or anything. That's what's so sad about this. It really honestly is. Oh, by the way, the New York hush money trial is back underway with jury selection. They lost one juror who said that she had been outed and people knew about her identity and she didn't want that. And so she's out. She's done. And that's going to be interesting to see how they get anybody to not be identified as a juror. I mean, they're in open court, for crying out loud. I want to go very quickly to Mike Lee. This is Cut 6. He is the senator from Utah. He organized this special order speech that we were talking about after impeachment charges against Alejandro Mayorkas were dismissed. This is Cut 6. Mike Lee on the floor of the United States Senate. Here we go.
The Senate chose to dispose of this today by doing something it's never done in any context anywhere close to this, with a point of order that said as follows. The majority leader stood up, defiantly refusing to have the Senate perform its obligations, and raised the following point of order. He said, I raise a point of order that impeachment Article 1 does not allege conduct that rises to the level of a high crime or misdemeanor as required under Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution is therefore unconstitutional. All right, let's talk about that for a minute. Now, had we been permitted to have a trial, alternatively, had we been permitted to go into executive session, alternatively, had we been permitted to go into closed session, as several of us moved today, we would have been able to hear arguments about this, about how wrong this is, because that's what you do when you have a trial. You hear evidence, you hear arguments from lawyers, and when someone makes a legal argument, as Majority Leader Schumer just did, you can consider their implications, and most importantly, consider whether or not the argument is right. Because when we're sworn in a trial of impeachment, our job is to serve as both finders of fact and adjudicators of law relevant to this case. We were denied that opportunity. So while we're exploring what we would have heard had we gone to trial, had we done our job, let's also explore what would have happened in a real trial had somebody made an actual motion and we'd been permitted to do our job. Well, look, first and foremost, this is patently absurd to argue that a willful refusal to obey the law that one has a sworn solemn obligation to perform is somehow not impeachable.
There you have it. Mike Lee organizing a special order speech after the Dems shut down the impeachment trial of Alejandro Mayorkas. It's just unconscionable